Masechet Zevachim Perigimel, Mishnah Bet. In the last Mishnah we spoke about where a disqualified person received the blood, then the Avodah would become problematic if you didn't have another Kohen come and also receive blood and then continue on with the service from there. If you have a situation where a qualified person did do the Kabbalah, did catch the blood coming out of the neck of the animal, but then he handed it to a disqualified person or he placed it in a position or in a place that was problematic before walking it to the Mizbeach, what happens? Mishnah says, Kibela kasher v'natan la pasul, yahzir la kasher. If a qualified Kohen did receive the blood and handed it to a disqualified individual, then that unqualified individual, yahzir la kasher, should hand it back to the qualified Kohen. If he brought it to the Mizbeach and he completed the Avodah, that would be a problem. But since the disqualified person here didn't do anything, he just held on to it momentarily, then he could simply pass it back to the qualified Kohen. So the qualified Kohen could take it from there and use that blood to finish the Avodah. But if the person who was disqualified walked into the Mizbeach, for example, that would be an issue and the whole Korban would become disqualified. Kibel bimino v'natan l'smolo yahzir limino. Another case, if a qualified Kohen received the blood in a bowl with his right hand and he handed it to his own left hand, he should return to the right hand and then bring it to the Mizbeach to complete the offering. This follows the view, as we said, of Tana Kama in the last Perek, the first Mishnah, who said that the Avodah of receiving the blood has to be done with the right hand. So here, since it was only passed temporarily to the left hand, and no Avodah was done with the left hand, then the blood could still be used to complete the Korban. Kibel b'kli kodesh v'natan b'kli chol, yahzir l'kli kodesh. If he received the blood in a kli kodesh, kli sharet, a sacred vessel, and then he took the blood and he poured it in a non-sacred vessel, what he should simply do is pour the blood back into the sacred vessel and complete the korban. Again, since no avodah was done with the blood, when it was in the non-holy vessel, then the blood did not become disqualified and he's allowed to use it to complete the offering. Nishpach min hakeli al haritzpah ve'asafo. Another case where the blood was received properly and then the blood fell in a kli sharet, and then it fell onto the floor, and then he gathered up the blood, and he put it back into the vessel. Kasher, the blood is still valid, and the Kohen could continue with the Avodah, even though we learned in the first Mishnah on the last Perek that if the blood falls to the floor, it becomes disqualified. That's only when it goes directly from the animal's neck to the floor. It can't be gathered up and used. But if it was originally received correctly, the Kabbalah happened where it was caught in the Kli Sharet appropriately, and then it spilled on the floor, it would not become disqualified by then afterwards spilling on the floor. Now we'll talk about a case where an unqualified person, important part, the person here was unqualified, he threw the blood, but he threw it onto the wrong part of the Mizbeach, or on the wrong Mizbeach. Netano al gabe hakebesh. If the unqualified person threw the blood onto the wall of the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach, but not on the wall of the Mizbeach itself, or shelo keneged hayesod, or he put the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach that is not opposite the base, which it should really go to, or nitan etanitanim lemata lemala, etanitanim lemala lemata, or he took the blood, and the one that should have been below, on the lower part of the Mizbeach, and he put it on the above, on the upper part of the Mizbeach, or he took blood that should have been put on the top part of the Mizbeach, but he put it below. Or took blood that should have been put inside of the Hechal building, which is the inner Mizbeach, and he put it on the outside, the outer Mizbeach. Or he took blood that should have been put on the outside, which is the outer Mizbeach, and he put it on the inside, in the Hechal of the Mizbeach. In all of these cases, again, an improper person, unqualified, is putting it on the wrong spot. We say, Imesh dam hanefesh, yahazora kasher v'kabel. If there's still lifeblood left in the animal, if there's still life to the animal and blood's coming out, a qualified person should go and receive more blood and throw it on the proper part of the Mizbeach. Normally, when blood is put on the wrong part of the Mizbeach or on the wrong Mizbeach, we say that the Avodah is finished in a problematic way, and you cannot repeat that part of the service. But that only applies when a qualified Kohen who could do Avodah does the mistake. But in our case, where the person wasn't qualified to do the Avodah, he wasn't allowed to put the blood in the wrong spot, it's not considered to be Avodah at all. So the Avodah was never done, and it accomplished nothing. So therefore, if there's still blood coming out of the animal, a qualified Kohen could continue to catch the blood, walk it to the Mizbeach, and throw it in the proper place.